And just quickly, you were caught in the dust storm.
Yeah. Obviously, I was in Australia because I went there to give a talk in Brisbane, which is at a conference, and which is about halfway up the east coast of Australia. And then I flew down to Adelaide, which is down in the bottom, at the middle of Australia, to give a talk there and to do some interviews with some people. Then I went over to Sydney to see some friends of ours at the ABC, the Australian equivalent of the BBC. And I woke up on the Wednesday morning and I thought I'd gone mad. Because, you know, when you first wake up, you're not sure if your brain's actually playing tricks on you. Well, I woke up and the room was orange. And I thought, no, there's something funny about this. And I went back to sleep. And I woke up again about 10, 15 minutes later. And I thought, no, the room really is orange. And I thought the city was on fire, this funny colour that was coming into the room. And I ran to the window and I looked out and I couldn't see the end of the street. The whole street was bright orangey red and the cars were all orange. It was like a very dense fog, but bright red. And it turns out that what was happening is a very big storm over central Australia and the south part of Queensland, the state higher up the coast of Australia above Sydney, had whipped up enormous amounts of topsoil. And the topsoil in Australia is very rich in iron oxide, rust, and that's why it's very red. And in fact, when measurements were made, it turns out that this storm was dumping 75,000 tonnes of dust into the ocean every hour. That it was blowing this 600-mile-long dust storm across Sydney. Sydney was right in the path of it, and it did clear by lunchtime on Wednesday. But I've just heard from my friend Robin Williams, who presents the science show, Flagship Science Show in Australia, and he said the dust is back today.
Oh, no.
And this time it's brown, which is not very nice. So it's presumably come from a slightly less iron oxide-rich bit of Australia this time, but certainly a worry. They've never seen anything like this for, well, more than 100 years.
The photos I've seen were incredible. It must have been very surreal.
It was pretty weird when normally the temperature there should be nice and high, it should be clear and sunny, and to be driving to work in that, and it was very unpleasant because it got into all the buildings and you'd be sitting trying to have a conversation with somebody and every time you took a breath in to sort of breathe to speak, you'd feel this sort of cloying heaviness in the back of your throat because it was so dry. And it was very unpleasant. Lots of people ended up going to hospital with respiratory problems being exacerbated by the dust. The one benefit, though, was that it actually made riding in the lift, which was air-conditioned, a lot more pleasant because it was the one place where the air was actually okay.
Well, as long as you could put up with the tinned music, which I'm sure would be awful, as it always is in lifts. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us, Chris. We will give you a few more days to recover from your jet lag, and then we'll expect you back on the show next week looking at the latest advances in cancer research. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben. See you soon.
That was Chris Smith reporting on his own adventures in Australia, but also on this week's Science News.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.